We do another tune now. And this is another song relating to Donald Donald. He spent quite a lot of time near, in and around Glenmoriston. But this one relates to when he and his pal, Ian Long's son, were travelling from Bohunton Lochaber, where they lived, and they were going to Inverness. And Ian Long's son wanted to go via Fort Augustus here over the hill to Glenmoriston and then to Inverness. But Donald Donald wanted to go via Strathspey. He had business to do there, and he was well known in that area, so they decided to go via Strathspey. And as they were going through the glen, everybody was saying hello to Donald Donald. They didn't know Ian Long's son, but they knew Donald Donald, so they were like, "Oh, Donald," and all saying hello. And they came across a young, attractive woman, and she was like, "Donald, who's your handsome friend?" He went, "Well, that's Ian Long's son, Bard of Kipper." He was like, "Oh, very nice." So they carried on walking, and the next young woman they passed said, "Donald, who's the handsome chap you're with?" And he said, "Well, that's Ian Long's son, you know, Bard of Kipper." Now, Donald obviously fancied himself as a bit of a ladies' man as well. He was a bit, his nose was a bit out of joint, really. So, time the third woman came along and said, "Oh, Donald, who's your handsome fella you're hanging around with?" He was like, "Oh, that's the muttering Bard of Keppoch's son." And they went off. So, Ian Long's son was a bit annoyed with that and said, "You know, why did you introduce me that way?" And they went, "Well, are you not? Is that not who you are, muttering Ian Long's son?" And he was like, so they fell out a wee bit. And they had a good argument, and it all got out a bit of hand, and Donald Don chopped Ian Long's head off with his sword. But it didn't stop him on his way to Inverness.
With a saw. Okay.
Yeah. He didn't saw it off. Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
He said saw.
I wasn't there. So he carried on making his way to Inverness. But when people had heard that he had murdered Ian Long's son, people throughout the Highlands, you know, from the north, north of Inverness, they were like, "He's stolen cattle from us. It's time that Donald Donald got his comeuppance." So they all went to Inverness to see if they could capture him and bring him to justice. But Donald Donald was too fly, and so he skedaddled down the Great Glen to his cave outside and hid there and sent a wee note to his, you know, his secret love, the daughter of the Laird of Glenmoriston, saying, "You and me, let's go and elope." So they were planning on eloping. But unfortunately, his note got, it never reached its destination, and it was passed on to his pursuers. So they sent a note back to him saying, "Tell you what, just you go down from Maltside, down to the inn, just down there in Loch Ness side, and I'll meet you," and pretend it was from the daughter. So that's what he did. But when he got to the inn, he was plied with drink, and she never appeared, so he had another drink, and she still didn't appear. And after a few hours, Donald Don was in a pile, and he drank far too much, and he passed out, whereupon the hotel owner removed his sword and his shield, and then his pursuers caught up with him. He quickly ran to escape, and he used his gun once, and then smashed it over somebody, and said, "Oh, guns." And he ran up Loch Ness side trying to escape from his pursuers, but they caught him quite quickly. So this song, long story short, is the song that he wrote when he was in jail in Inverness awaiting his trial. And in it he's going, "Wow, you know, there were 60 of them, and, you know, if I had my sword and shield, you know, I'd have had him. And even then he was quite confident that his family and then Lochaber would pay the blood money, the compensation to Ian Long's family to pay for his crime of murdering their son. But nobody ever appeared. And he said, "Oh, well, loads of girls in the island. They'll pay me out." But nobody did. So he was hung in Inverness. And this is his last song that he wrote, called Getty Avon, about his dastardly capture at the hand of his pursuers.